Hey, Sephra, can you hear me? Can you see me? Excellent. The guys who are present, you can hear me, see me also? Okay. Kavadik. So we decided to segue into halachos of pikuach nefesh. Effectively, some of these dinim are from the most important halachos in Korah Terah Kula. And just to begin, the Gemara in Yuma discusses how do you know that the pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos? To show on the Gemara. And the Gemara has a number of possibilities. We try to learn from the Machteres Yimotzei Haganav. Right? We say that possibly we learn from Me'im Mizbechi Tikochenu Lomos. Possibly the Gemara learns from Mila. Possibly the Gemara learns from Eshabsosai Tishmoru, Kikodeshi. Then the Gemara has two drushes, which seem to get a little more play. The two drushes that get a little more play are the drushes of Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, who learns that Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos and the Pasuk B'Shemru B'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, Lassos HaShabbos, which is a Pasuk in Kisisa. That tells me Chalil Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmer Shabbos Harbei. Violate Shabbos one time in order to keep Shabbos many times. That's the drush of Rav Shimon Manasseh. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, had I been there, apparently this was a conversation that was going on, right, as some of these Tanayim are taking a walk. That's why we're learning it's summertime. They're taking a walk out in the field. They're trying to figure out how you know Pekuach Nefesh is Docha. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, had I been there, I would have said that we learned from a pasuk of V'chai Bohem. V'chai Bohem V'lo Sheyamos Bohem. And Zakti Gemara Amar Rava, that all of the drushes have kashas, L'kulo Isla Pircha, besides Shmuel de Leslai Pircha. That the drusha of Shmuel, the drusha of V'chai Bohem, the fact that you're supposed to be alive, use Torah to remain alive, v'chai b'hem, v'lo sheyamos b'hem. That drasha does not have a kasha. And the kasha that the Gemara concludes with is ashkechan v'adai safik minolam. The kasha is that all of these drushas, you want to learn from Imba Machteres, you want to learn from Mila, you want to learn from Me'im Mizbechi, whatever it is, ashkechan v'adai safik minolam, that's only a case of v'adai pikuach nefesh. But Suffolk Pekuach Nefesh, we would not know from the other drushas. So let's take a step back. This is today's conversation. Halacha l'maisa, what's my source of Pekuach Nefesh is Daicha Shabbos? Answer?
B'chai Bohem.
B'chai Bohem, right? No brainer. But, lav dafka. Because I have Gaonim and Rishonim, who seem to quote the drasha of Bishomer B'nei Sasa Shabbos. I have a She'otos. A She'otos says that a Tinok Ben Yomo Yermachal O Shabbos, based on the Pasuk Bishomer B'nei Sasa Shabbos, that the Torah says, Chalil of Shabbos Achas Kidei Sheyishmer Shabbos is Harbei. Even if a king dies, you're not Machal Shabbos for the king, even though Melch Yisrael. But for a baby, you're mechal al Shabbos. Why? Chalel olav Shabbos achas, kidei sheyishmer Shabbosos harbei. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, in Perek Beis, right? The Rambam has the following statement. The Rambam says that Chachomim can be oker a dovar that's a din to oraisa on a temporary basis. Right? The rabbis have the authority to say, you know what? This is a din d'oraisa, but don't do it. Don't do it, right, temporarily. We're going to be oker a din min ha-Torah. Why, zok the Rambam? Because just like a doctor has a right to say, I'm going to cut off your limb in order that you should remain alive, so also we're going to cut off a limb, meaning a particular mitzvah, aveira, etc., in order that you should remain alive. And this is the idea of Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmer Shabbos was Harbe. Interesting Gemara, no? Interesting Rambam. The Rambam is quoting Chalil Olav Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos is Harbe, even though that approach seems to be rejected in the Gemara.
What's the Rambam say again?
The Rambam says that the Chachamim have the right to be oker a din da'iraisa temporarily, just like, right, Chalil Olav Shabbos Achas.
So you think that's an example of...
He's using Chalil Shabbos Achas as an example, but it's a string... In other words, I think what you're saying is right. It's not such a kasha, because the Rambam is not saying that that's the reason for Pekuach Nefesh, but the fact that the Rambam...
Before we even enter, I don't even know something about what the Rambam said. The Rambam's saying that how in the world Chalil Shabbos Achas an example of the Chachamim...
Well, the Chachomim are saying don't do Shabbos
right.
In order that something better should come of it.
But the Rambam clearly rejects the drasha then.
No!
Because if you hold the drasha without being Oker Adin Torah, unless you think the drasha is being Oker Adin Torah.
The drasha tells me that... Slowly. The drasha tells me, again, some of them, of course, say... I might get here later today, but it depends on whether I'm in a good mood or not. Some of the Mefarshim say that this drush of Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, this drush of violate Shabbos one time, is basically a fancy way of saying Dechuya. We're going to have a conversation with the Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutcher Dechuya. Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas means be Mechalel Shabbos this one time. And I'll tell you to be Mechalel Shabbos this one time, because if you're Mechalel Shabbos this one time, on Shabbos Parashas Koirach, you'll be able to keep Shabbos on and on and on and on. That means Dechuya. And the Rambam is saying that Hu Hadin, the Chachomim have a right to uproot Halachos on a temporary level in order that we keep Halacha more generally. So the Rambam is invoking this principle of Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas. The riff at the end of Perek Shoel in Maseches Shabbos quotes Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas. This approach of Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas is also found in a Taisus in Bava Metzia, if we kind of read it carefully. Right? So we have a She'otos, a Rambam, a riff. The Gemara says that Eliyahu is Pinchas. Eliyahu went and he revived the son of the Almana. Right, what is it? The Isha Hatzarfasis or something? Right? Whatever. We're yeshiva guys. We don't know Tanakh. Give it. So here's the thing. So Eliyahu goes and he revives the child of the Isha Hatzarfasis. Rektosis, I, he's a Kohen. How's he allowed to do that? The Tosis answers, well, it's Borer Lo that he's going to revive him. And therefore, it's Mutter because of the Pekuach Nefesh. It's Borer. Well, one second, Tosis. Borer? It doesn't have to be Borer. The halacha is that even Safek Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. Why is Tosis saying that it is boror lo?
Are we trying to say that's not the din pikuach?
So zok the nitziv, right? The
nitziv. There's no pikuach nefesh on dead people.
Ah, zok the nitziv in his commentary on the She'otos in Simon Aleph, the nitziv says, well, pikuach nefesh means that someone's alive and you try to keep the guy alive. For pikuach nefesh, ashkechon vaday, but even suffix. However, Tchiyas HaMesim is not Pekuach Nefesh. Tchiyas HaMesim perhaps is permitted only when you know for sure that you'll be successful, because that is based on principles of Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos Hasharbe. Meaning, how did Eliyahu, who is Pinchas, who is a Kohen, how is he Metamei Lames? Zaktosvis, I'll tell you how. Because it's Pashut, then it's going to work. Borerlo, it's going to work. If it's Borerlo, then it's going to work. That's why it was Mutter. Meaning, Suffolk would not be matter this. Like Nady is saying, because it's not Pekuach Nefesh. He's a dead guy. He's a dead guy. But if you hold of the drasha of Chalil Olav Shabbos Achas, so that means, again, probably none of us in this room or on the Zoom are in this category, but if you know for sure that you'll be able to revive somebody, then it's going to be okay.
Ebi, not so quick. When I took the EMT class, they said when somebody's heart stops and they need the defibrillator, they're dead. And when you use the defibrillator, you're reviving them.
So it works.
So Meisim B'chol Yom, we do Tcheyes HaMeisim, according to Frank Nuki.
Okay, so again, so the definition of death is the irreversible cessation of, let's say, cardiac function, or the irreversible cessation of mental function. Irreversible. You are not dead, right, if it is reversible. Now, I don't know. If you're asking me to define terms, I don't know that the halacha recognizes this distinction between whether it's reversible or irreversible. But it's a logical idea. It's very svaridic, no? You agree with me?
Yeah,
that if it's reversible, you're not dead. So if I use a defibrillator on the person, right? Future doctors out there, I use a defibrillator on the person. The pshat is that the guy is not dead. Yes, his heart stopped. And heart stopping, let's assume that's a halachic definition of death, but because it's reversible, that's not called death. That's the point I think is reasonable. Now,
closer doesn't actually quote this possible. Closer you see, you're passing one of the psukim that were rejected because of something below.
So Tosfos does not quote the pasuk, but Tosfos says it's borer lo.
So you got one of the drushas.
So it's entirely, it's a likely pshat in Tosfos that he is using the idea of chalel olav. Does Tosfos say if a feirish? No, Tosfos does not say if a feirish.
But I'm saying, just for Tosfos, it's Bava Macharas, is the
Makor, or Me'al Mizbechi. Right, but all of those drushos, L'cha'ora.
From just the Gemara, I think they're all equally rejected. It's other Rishonim,
okay,
one of them gets weighed.
Right, so that's a fair point. In other words, the drush of Bava Macharas doesn't get any traction. The drush of Chalil Olav gets some traction, so our shir is based on Chalil Olav versus V'chai Bohem. But equally, I could have said within Tosfos that's based on that other drush. That's a fair point. You got one.
We agreed. If I took till June, but okay.
It's rare. It's very rare. Okay, now. Shkaya, now. There is a classical nafkamina that the Acharonim discuss. If you look in the Rush at the end of Yuma, it's Perek Ches Simin Yud Gimel in the Rush, and it's in the Ran on Daf Gimel. They all quote a discussion as to whether I am Mechalal Shabbos for an Uber. An Uber is a fetus. It's not yet born. We as Jews do not believe, like the Catholic Church, we do not believe that life begins at conception. The Pashtus is, and we spoke about this in the Shir beforehand, there's an Isser of abortion, but the Isser of abortion, B'Pashtus, is not feticide. B'Pashtus is the Isser of abortion is not that you are killing. Right? It's not yet alive. That's Pashtus. Am I Mechalo Shabbos for an Uber? Am I Mechalo Yom Kippur for an Uber? Pregnant woman, baby is in what they call fetal distress. There's a chance that the pregnancy is going to be lost. Am I mechal on Shabbos in that case? So now, let's go slowly. The Rishonim have a machlekes about this point. The Ramban in the Sefer Torah Ha'odom quotes from the Bahag that you are mechal on Shabbos for an Uber. The Ramban himself thinks that you're not mechal on Shabbos for an Uber. The Mishnah in Yuma says an ubra shehericha, that a pregnant woman smells certain food on Yom HaKippurim. She begins to, what we call in Yiddish, she begins to chalash. She wants the food. So we give her the food on Yom Kippur. It's pikuach nefesh. Well, what's the case? Is it pikuach nefesh for the baby? Or is it pikuach nefesh for mommy? That's the machlokas between the Ramban and the Bahag. Yeah, that's machlokes is Ramban and Bahag. Now, I should point out that the Rush says there is no such case of this nafgamina at all. Because, and the doctors among us will tell you, any potential risk to the life of the fetus is potential risk to mommy also. If the baby is in fetal distress, right, that means the pregnancy might not work. That means the mother is also, again, I'm not a doctor. I got at least two doctors or two future doctors on this call. Is this correct? That's what the Rush says. The Rush assumes that this is correct. The Rush, Karech Chesav Yuma Simin Yud Gimel, says that there's no such nafgamina at all. But if I would say there is a naf, if I would say that there is a machlokes, meaning there is a nafgamina, that nafgamina depends on, let's plug it in, depends on V'chai Bahem versus Kalel Olav. I can't say V'chai Bahem on a fetus because Halacha says that it's not yet alive. Again, it's the opposite extreme of the case of Eliyahu. No? The case of Eliyahu is Il Eimolt. Right? Erz Yetz Gestarben. Right, to translate for the Philistines among us, he is dead. The baby is not yet alive. Totally different case, different extreme, but the same idea. V'chai b'hem l'cha'ora does not apply. It might be chalel olav Shabbos achas. However, right, in Shulchan Aruch,
is that because most babies are not nafels? That's why you can apply chalel olav Shabbos achas.
The Gemara says most babies are not nafels. That's correct, right? I think it's a davar pasha that rov ubros yoldos. Right, that most women have a baby and the baby lives. That's the basic halacha. We paskin ladina that we are mechal on Shabbos bishvil ha'ubrim. We paskin the Mishnah Brura in Shin.
Based on halacha, based on the Rosh.
The Mishnah Brura paskins that we are mechal on Shabbos, even in the theoretical case that the baby alone is at risk. Even in that theoretical case. Right? Mm-hmm. You're right. According to the Rush, it's not Shayef.
I mean, you still have, once again, you still have the problem of Suffolk that you're going to have to deal with.
Wait. Right, but this is look in this Bir Halacha Chevra. Look in this Bir Halacha. It's the end of Shin Lamed. The Ritva Paskins like the Bahag that were Mechal Shabbos on Ubrim. That's his last line. So we should be Mechal Shabbos also on the Suffolk Ben Shmaina.
Also, what about if his parents aren't from? The odds of him ever keeping Shabbos are low.
Okay. So now we're talking about all the shaylas that we want to talk about. Right? L'cha ora, if I'm mechal Shabbos for an uber, that's because of not v'chai bohem, that's because of chalel olav Shabbos achas. But that would mean that I can only be mechal al Shabbos if the Uber is the child of Orthodox Jews. But I should not be mechal al Shabbos, right? Maybe we shouldn't put this one up on Layu Torah. But maybe I should not be mechal al Shabbos if the Uber is the child of non-Orthodox Jews.
You still have the rush. You can still be sumach on the rush.
So I could be sumach on the rush, but let's say I have a case where, you know, today with medical advances, I think it is possible that we know for sure that we could save the mother, but I'm not sure I could save the baby. According to our cheshbon, you should not be able to be mechal Shabbos for the baby, because it's a suffix. Even if you know you could be save the baby, right? L'cha'ora, you can only do that if the person is going to keep Shabbos. Now, I should note that keeping Shabbos is lav dafka. Let's say I have someone who is not going to make it to next Shabbos. Chaye Sha'a. Can I be Mechal al Shabbos? There's a building that comes tumbling down. There's someone underneath it. Am I allowed to be Mechal al Shabbos? Mefakin Olavas Hagal. Paradigmatic case. Can I be Mechal al Shabbos to save the person underneath it? When the person ain't going to make it to next Shabbos. So V'chai Bohem certainly applies, but if I hold of the drasha of Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, if I hold of that drasha, can I be Mechal Shabbos? So the Mishnah Brura writes, he quotes that in his opinion, Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas is not only for Shmira Shabbos. Any mitzvah is good enough. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. I believe it's in Shin Chaf Tes in the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Me'iri that we're Mechal al Shabbos because maybe the guy's going to do tshuva. Maybe the guy's going to remain alive.
How's that different?
Maybe the guy's going to, huh?
As a different than a suffix on the itself.
So apparently the idea is that we are mixing the two drushas. Let me explain what I'm getting at. If I'm a purist, so I would say that B'chai Bohem does not apply to fetuses, it does not apply to dead people. Only Chalil Olav applies. If that's the case, I'm not Mechal Shabbos for a fetus unless I know for sure I'll be successful. If that's the case, I'm not Mechal Shabbos unless I have a fetus who is likely to keep Shabbos or at least keep some mitzvahs. Right? Well, everyone's going to keep some mitzvahs, no? If you assume that Shmira Shabbos is Lav Davka, it just means, like the way the Rambam says it, do one Aveira so that the person could do mitzvos. Well, maybe for the fetus I could, not for Shabbos itself, but for other mitzvos.
Unless he's being raised by marauders, he's going to do lots of mitzvos b'navim l'chaveiro.
Yeah, correct. Right. In other words, it's not shayach to say that there are no mitzvos. I totally agree with that. By the way, we're Mechal Shabbos even for Chayi Sho'a. Look in the Bir Halacha in Shin Chav Tes. It's in Shin Chav Tes Sif Gimel. The Bir Halacha Dibar Maskel Ella.
We're still making a lot of assumptions here. Just taking back a step, where are we coming from of how, I guess what we're asking in essence is all just how Dafka is the Drasha in all of its forms of Chayla Shabbos Achas. In that, do we take it the other way too? Are we going to lav dafka the Shmira Shabbos? Are we going to lav dafka the Pikuach Nefesh aspect? And the key role.
So I think all these things are connected.
What does it actually mean, the drasha?
This is why I gave you this is why I assigned a This is why I assigned a what's it called? This is why I assigned the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Harav, Simin Shin Lamed Siv Zayin. Hayoshevis Aha Mashber Umesa, Mevi in Sakin B'Shabbos, Afil Der Pashas Harabim. The woman dies, Yirmechal Shabbos for the baby, Korin Esbitna, Motzin Havlad, Shema Yimtzachai. But Afal Pi Shiroiv HaPa'amim Humes, Kodem Le'imo, Mikomoko Bepikoach Nefesh Ein Hochnach HaHarov, Ulofa'amim Yilchal Lichyos Achar Misas Imo. Afal Pi Sh'uber Zeh Lo Hayelol Cheskas Chiyus Me'olam, Mechalon Olof Misafek Kimo Al Misha Hayelol Cheskas Chiyus. Says the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, Mami dies in childbirth. I'm going to be Mechal on Shabbos to do a Da'orais. I'm going to carry a knife through Rishus HaRabim to cut open the mother to get that baby out, to keep that baby alive. Even though the baby was never alive beforehand, there's no Cheskas Chiyus on the baby. Zok the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, we're Mechal on Misafek, just like I am a halal for any live person. Meaning, the rule of Ashkechan Vaday Safek, whatever, right? Shmuel's advantage of saying V'chai Bahem, that it encompasses cases of Safek, and the way we put it together, according to Shmuel, L'cha'ora, the din should not be true if it's an uber. And for an uber, it should be vadai only. The Alter Rebbe says it's all wrong, even for suffik pekuach nefesh of an uber, from a chal Shabbos. So halacha l'maisa, that svarim all disagree with the Nitziv. The Nitziv assumes that we pass in Chaleo Alav for those cases where you're not yet alive or you're no longer alive. And then it has to be Vadai Pekuach Nefesh. We pass in Halacha L'maisa, Safik Pekuach Nefesh is Doche, even for an Uber. Safik Pekuach Nefesh overcomes everything. Right? So far, so good? I could have a bunch.
How do we pass that? What's the basis for that psak?
So the basis for that psak apparently is
because by the Alter Rebbe came
that we are assuming that once I have the drasha of v'chai bohem that teaches me even suffik b'kuach nefesh is doche, so I also am using. In other words, when the Rambam and the Rif, when they quote Chalil Olav, they are saying, you know what? Shmuel tells me that Vaday Pekuach Nefesh. Even Safik Pekuach Nefesh. Shmuel tells me even Safik Pekuach Nefesh. But ultimately, push comes to shove, the reason of Chaleo Olav is a good reason. We're not saying that the reasons are completely disagreeing with each other. Once the Gemara says that Shmuel answers all the kashas, that means that, okay, Halacha L'maisa, I'm a Chaleo Shabbos even for a Safi, but why am I Mechal Shabbos? Lav dafka because of a Chai Bohem. A Mechal Shabbos based on Chalil Olav. Right? That seems to be the way.
Chalil Olav is the why and Chai Bohem is the how.
Yeah. Let me give you a few other cases.
Rebbe, this Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Beir Lachos, Rebbe mentioned, are they on the Makor sheet?
The Shulchan Aruch Harav is. The Bir Halacha isn't. So here's the thing about the Makor sheet. I put this Makor sheet together around 15 years ago. I didn't really update it until this morning. I should try to give updated Makoros in advance. But
Rebbe, also just another one with the Makor sheet. It was closer to like 50 upside down.
Yeah.
Which has been kind of inconvenient when you get
phone for it. I fixed it and sent it out.
Oh, you did?
But yeah.
Okay. I mean, the Makura sheets will get better as we go on. For this introduction, it's not as... but let's go on. Just one other test case. I remember the one time in my life I went to a Kiruv Shabbaton. So, NCSY Shabbaton. It must have been in 10th grade. So someone gets up and if she gives a speech at lunch, that Kirov is Pikuach Nefesh. And you can be Machal Shabbos for Kirov. Wow. That's awesome, no? This is like the best cool I ever heard. So what's the Cheshbon? Right? There's a Ramah, there's a Mechaber, Shin Vav, that if they are take Misha Shocholo Shahotziu Bito Mibeso, there's a mitzvah to try to save your kid. You hear that your kid was taken away. There's a mitzvah to try to save her. And you can even go outside of Gimel Parsaos, even if you hold that Tchumen is Doraisa, you are Mechalo Shabbos to save the kid. Now, that's another case, L'cha'ira, of what? It's not really V'chai Bohem, is it? V'chai Bohem L'cha'ura means life in this world. That's the way Shmuel is saying it. Even though Rashi al HaTorah and the Targum Unklis learn that V'chai Bohem means V'chaye or Alma means that do mitzvahs for Asid level. But nonetheless, the Gemara is assuming it means physical life. If it means physical life, so then the kid's going to be fine. They're taking the kid away. The kid's going to live, but the kid's going to be non-observant. Can I be Mechal al Shabbos for that? Shulchan Aruch says yes. That is also based on this understanding that V'chai Bohem is not the only, or is not the governing reason. What we're basically saying is that Chalel Olav is the governing reason, not V'chai Bohem, but we're going to paskin, we'll use V'chai Bohem to teach me cases of suffix.
Wait, Rabbi, this case is completely the other thing I was talking about. There's no Pekuach Nefesh in this case. Are we actually sure there's that for her?
There's Pekuach Nefesh in the spiritual sense.
But I'm saying that's not how I would have originally read the Gemara.
Understood. But Chaleo Olav applies.
This is Mamish that had their, how in the world is it not to have their Kirov?
So I'll tell you. Because we have to get into odds. What are the chances of success?
But I tell people, well, Nefesh would not Volkan Al-Khar Harul.
So, yeah, maybe.
I mean, the best of the time. Nez,
you're making a strong case.
I'm getting ready to raise this up in the base kids club, Rabbi. This is going to be the most sensational article ever published.
So here's the thing.
You already
obviously, if I'm doing Kirov, I want someone to become Frum. And if I'm showing them that I'm being Mechal Shabbos, that sort of undermines the purpose of Kirov. Right? Does everyone agree to that?
You don't have role.
What if you hide it from them?
I'm hearing too many different things from too many different people. Nady, I want to talk about some practical cases. Right now, we're just like plattering along this. Oh. So let's go a step back. Two issues. One issue is...
Wait, the previous practical case. Why in the world is there no Heter Kirov?
So there's no Heter Kirov. The Mishnah Brura.
Lot cheaper to run into his wife, I was told, than a dog, but higher Shabbos guy. If we're not even being dapper for a whole Shabbos. Much cheaper to run.
The case is that if you don't get the kid back, the kid's not going to do any more mitzvahs. The kid is going to end up being raised among the Christians, etc. That's very different than the case of... That's very different than classical Kirov, no?
Why are you worried about the Zara?
I think so.
The Chamiris of the Zara. You wouldn't say Chamiris of Gilai Arayos?
I mean...
Not a Rakhoshan of Gilai Arayos, no? I mean, listen, you did about Zara Leite last year. You at least have a chash of Mishka Behema, isn't that...
Well, is Nida Arayos, that's a whole...
I just lost it. I'm not sure what you guys are talking
about. Dafka Ben is through Tazbov of Avodah Zarah. No, isn't that the Gayer Choshishana?
Yeah. No,
right?
Okay.
So, no, Eli Arayos.
He's talking about a guy as a girlfriend.
That's a key review of wedding Eli Arayos.
Classic here from their times, but in the year 2021.
Mishka, yeah,
come on, if I'm gonna, let's be honest, okay? First of all, what are the chances of success in the world of Kibbutz?
You know, can I hire off? You can't get around that.
I mean, I'll say it like this. I think my argument earlier that to be Mechalal Shabbos for Kirov undermines the whole purpose of Kirov on some level. Do you agree with that?
It's shootsy. I'm not mastering the Kirov off that
time. What if they don't find out about it?
If they don't find out about it. In other words, I drive, I park two blocks away. Come on.
Tell them the Shabbos got him in the kitchens and have the people take off their kapotas and put on a screw you when they cook. They don't tell them. Wouldn't it be easier to say the case of your concern that the child might die if they get taken by the kidnappers?
That's not the case in Shulchan Aruch.
That okay, this seems easier to make than any of the chilukim we're trying to make now. Chamiras of Avodah Zarah over Chamiras of Gilai Arayos is the best thing I have now. How can you not be choshish somebody in public school for Mishkav Nida?
Well, Nida might not be Gilai Arayos.
We're getting too long this. This is not... We don't pass in Shailas.
Based on Lomdus, so we do it.
We use normal Lomdus. This is like crazy Lomdus.
What crazy Lomdus is here? The Gemara says that there's at their heroes.
This is a tshuva of the Rashba.
Oh,
it's not a Gemara. Yeah, it's Shinvah, if you're Dalid. Right? The Beis Yosef quotes from the tshuva of the Rashba.
But I mean, it makes it the Shulchan Aruch.
It makes it the Shulchan
Aruch. I don't see how this isn't Heter Hero.
So most assume...
Jake is getting a new start, a very popular Jake.
The Rama writes over there, look in Simin Shin Chav Ches Se'if Yod. The Rama writes in Shin Chav Ches Se'if Yod that we don't violate any Isser. Misha wrote him la unso sheyavar aveira gedola in mechal nevus haShabbos kedei lahatzilo. I'm not mechal Shabbos to prevent him from doing an aveira.
Okay,
I'm only mechal Shabbos for someone who's going to completely go off the derech.
But
that's not our kirov today. Let's be honest. Again, I love Kirov. It's wonderful. But I don't think there's any real rationale why you could be Mechal on Shabbos for Kirov. This is still not why I wanted to discuss, though.
But I'm saying, if you don't have Chazaka, you don't have Rove. What other story are you going to do? You could tell me maybe Rove, and like if somebody's already from us, as if we're trying to make them from. The number two is that you would tell me Chazaka, because this person has a Chazaka that they're keeping the mitzvahs, and that person doesn't have a Chazaka that they're keeping the mitzvahs. But the Alter Rebbe already avoided the possibility of us being so away from Chazaka because the Uber doesn't have a Chazaka.
Again, so the point of the Alter Rebbe's point, I think, is that I'm a Chal Shabbos even for an Uber when I have a something.
But he says, even though there's no Chazaka
on the baby, I'm still Mechal Shabbos on the baby. Yeah.
Right? So if that's how the Chai Behem works, why should that not work here? Not the Chai Behem, of Shabbos Achas.
The Yisod is that I only say Chalel Olam Shabbos Achas in terms of violating a real Malacha.
Mm-hmm.
The case here in Shulchan Aruch is that I'm going to go out of the Tchum, which is not a real Malacha. I'm only going to violate a real Malacha if I know...
You want to say Malacha Daris is more common than other Yisrael Shabbos Daris?
So. Yes.
What's the kind of that true about somebody who's going to Tchum, the Farhasi on Shabbos, Shuster Shkita?
Again, I think we're going too far afield. Let me take this back. I'm just not, Suffolk. Suffolk b'kuach nefesh hamdocha. What exactly is a Suffolk? Right, you're smiling. Everything is a Suffolk, no? I see someone's about to cross the street. Safek pikuach nefesh. You're crossing the street, you could end up being hit by a car and being run over. So I'm going to be Mechal al Shabbos, and I'm going to take my Marjorie Taylor Greene space laser, and I'm going to shoot my space laser to protect this person from crossing the street. No? What is Safek Bekuach Nefesh? How far-fetched is still considered a Safek?
Since we don't go after Arob, you don't even need a Safek. All you need is a Miyot.
All you need is a Miyot. But there are certain things that are going to obviously be such a far-removed Miyot that it does not even rise to the level of a Safek. Right? Meaning to say, if I get a paper cut, is there a possibility that my paper cut is going to become a serious infection and will end up killing me? Yeah, it's possible. What's the likelihood? Let me ask the question a different way. Im tim salomar that the paper cut is going to put me in mortal danger, is that the type of thing that I have to rush on Shabbos to do? Or let's give a more recent case. Am I allowed to be Mechal al Shabbos to get the COVID-19 vaccine? Am I allowed to be Mechal al Shabbos, right? This is Pikuach Nefesh, right? Some of the Acharonim say, the Chazon Ish writes in the letter, that it's only Pikuach Nefesh if the condition is here. Okay, it's here. There's a pandemic. The whole planet. Okay, it's here. But people wait their turn, no? To get a vaccine. People are not rushing to get the vaccine. Right? If they give you a turn.
Maybe they should.
Maybe they should, but they don't. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Tshuva and Chelek Beis, I believe Simon Chof Beis, says,
I rushed to get my vaccine. I didn't get it on Shabbos.
Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to get a vaccine? Okay, legitimate question.
Yeah.
The answer is I'm only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for something that if it's on the Wednesday, I would feel mamish rushed. There are a million conditions that could potentially be life-threatening. I have an abscess in my tooth. Right? It's an infection. There is the chole is present. There's a present danger in me. Am I allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to have that abscess removed? The pashtus is, if I would not rush to do it on a Wednesday, I should not be Mechal Shabbos for it on a Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is for the type of, what's the term? Is it urgent care? Stuff that people, right? You're mamish, you're rushed. Do people feel that rushed? I don't think that in here, this Sefer, Halachos of Refuah on Shabbos, Rabbi Badner. So there's certain things in the Sefer which are gevaldic. Suffering. Okay, page 73. Any illness which can possibly result in fatality, even if there is only a small chance, parentheses, suffering, that will actually result in fatality, is considered a life-threatening illness. These are the genome that we saw already. Any illness that can be fatal, even if there's only a small chance that our intervention will actually save the victim, is nonetheless considered to be life-threatening. One can rely on the assessment of a non-Jewish physician, etc. The section 2, although one may override Shabbos where there is only a chance of fatality, nevertheless, where the life-threatening risk is very remote, the prohibitions are not exempted. Very remote. Reb Kiva Eger writes, Echad Mini Elef, one in 1,000, is considered very remote. That is really hard to use numbers today. How many, am I mechalal Shabbos for a woman in childbirth? Absolutely. How many women in childbirth die? Is it 1 in 1,000? Right? No, definitely. When he says
Echad Min Aleph, Echad Min Aleph is a phrase. It's not like 1,000.
So Rav Schechter always says that
Echad Min Aleph
is a phrase, correct? But many of Acharonim use that phrase. I don't know.
It's a common phrase. They all use it. But that doesn't mean it means
if people would feel it's necessary to take immediate action, then I am Mechalal Shabbos. But to get a vaccine, I don't think people feel that they have to take immediate action. People will sign up for the first slot they can get. Right? But if that first slot is on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, right? Or if I don't want to miss an important meeting on Monday, I'm not going to take that slot available on Monday. Even clearly pekuach nefesh. But I am not going to take a slot, right? I'm not going to rush out of important activities in order to get my vaccine. So it's not considered even a suffix for these purposes. This, by the way, is one of the hardest questions that we have to address. Once we prove that I'm Mechalal Shabbos, even if someone's not alive, even for an Uber, right? Mechalal Shabbos even for a suffix, what exactly that means is a conversation that we're going to have, but we also have to daven mincha. So everyone should have a good day.
Really? I don't-